Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Dr. Tamiko Stewart in Jacksonville, Florida. I am so excited about the show on today. We have a lot of listeners that are tuned in. Today we are discussing single and waiting. Yes, single and waiting. And today we're talking not only to the sisters, but we're talking to the brothers as well. And I'm also going to open up the lines and take a couple of comments from you at the end of the show. So today's topic, single and waiting. Single and waiting. That seems to be the story of my life, single and waiting. But I would much rather be single and waiting than to be married to the wrong one. Let's go to the scripture. Let's see what the Bible has to say about this. If you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter, starting at the 14th verse. And it reads, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." It is so important for us brothers and sisters to wait on the Lord. I know we've been alone. I know we get lonely at times. I know we're ready to be married, but good things come to those who wait. That is not just a cliche or something that is just repeated over and over. That is actually true. Good things come to those who wait. There is a soulmate that is out there just for you. There is someone that God has designed just for you. Don't get too big in a hurry where we make a mistake and marry the wrong one. So what am I saying? Are there people that are married to the wrong people? Yes, because some people didn't wait on God. You have to wait on God. So when you do it, it'll be forever. I've been married before. I've been divorced. I didn't wait on God. I was ready. I wanted to satisfy my flesh. I was just ready to be married. But this time, I'm waiting on God because this is forever. I want that soulmate, the one that's going to love me for better or for worse through sickness and in health. I want that one that's going to be able to be a provider, and I want to be able to be a helpmate. I want that one where I can help him carry out his vision, and he helped me carry out my vision, and we both love the Lord. I want someone that I'm equally yoked to, that we both on the same page, where I'm not in church and he's not at the club. We want to wait on God. I know it's hard. Believe me, I know it is hard, but we want to wait on God, because if we wait on God, God does not make mistakes. God is going to bring that right person to us. And let me clarify that, ladies. I know we are talking to the ladies and the men on today. It's not for you, the lady, to go out and find the man, but it's for the man to find you. We know what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 22nd verse. "Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." So we don't have to be out looking for him. What we need to do is do like Esther. Before she had her one night with the king, she prepared. So ladies, we need to be in preparation mode overdrive. Start getting your house in order. If you have children, get your children in order. Start buying your things that you're going to have on your honeymoon night. Go look at wedding dresses. Go try on wedding dresses. Pick out your flowers. Make your wedding book. Be in expectation knowing that your husband is on the way. But just don't go looking for him. Let him find you. And to my brothers that are on here today, Adam, you need to wake up. You need to wake up and find your rib. It is not good that man should be alone. And you're losing out on your favor. It's saying, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. It's some favor that's due to you that you're not getting because you haven't found your good thing. So it's something that we both could be doing. The women, we could be in preparation mode, and the man, he could be actively praying and seeking God for God to show him who his wife is. We're waiting, we're waiting. No one wants to wait. Let's talk about the waiting period. In society today, it's a microwave society. Everybody wants everything right now. Everyone wants to be appeased right now. Everyone wants to be fulfilled right now. Everyone wants to be satisfied right now. Well, I'm sorry to say that this is not Burger King, and we cannot have it our way. We have to wait on the timing of God. Take nobody prophesy you no husband if God ain't released the husband to you. The timing and the prophecy got to line up. There is an appointed time where God is going to bring that man of God into your life. And man of God, there's an appointed time when God is going to open your eyes and show you who your wife is. Some of you are right in the presence and right in the same location or probably work on the same job or go to the same church or involved in the same community-related activities with your husband or with your wife. But God just has not opened your eyes yet for you to see because he's still working on you. He's still taking you through that preparation mode. With some, it might take longer than others. But we got to go through the process. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I know it seems like we're fainting. At times I feel like I'm fainting. I'm like, Lord, when? And he keeps coming back to me in my timing. And let me put this out there, ladies and men. Counterfeits always come before the real thing. I could count about 3-4 counterfeits that I've encountered over the last year. So that's how I know that the real thing is on the way. Because the counterfeits is coming. I preached a message about God is removing the veil. That's how I know the veil has been lifted. Because I literally went one time, about 4 years, where no man never paid me any attention. I mean, I was bringing my A-game, makeup tight, hair tight, looking good. But no one was paying me any attention. And I was like, God, what is wrong with me? And he told me, I have you covered. I have a veil over you. I'm not letting anyone approach you. It's not that they don't see you. I'm not allowing them to get up on you. So some of you are going through that stage where God have you covered. He have a veil where he's not allowing anyone to talk to you. It's not you not looking good. You know you're looking good. Man, you know you're looking good. It's not that you're not looking handsome, but God might have you covered because you're going through the process where he's preparing you for your wife. A woman, God might be taking you through the process where he's preparing you for your husband. But we got to faint not. We can't faint. We can't faint. We got to wait on God, and God will renew our strength. We have to keep continually going back to the well, dipping in the well, asking God to renew us. When we feel like we're tired, when we get lonely, when we feel like we want to go through depression because everybody else getting married and I ain't got married yet, well, maybe God got something so good for you that it's taking a little longer. Don't you want God's best? I don't want the mess. I want the best. I want the best that God has to offer for me. Because if I wanted to be married, I could have married one of those counterfeits that I encountered last year. But I chose to wait on God because this time it's going to be right and it's going to be forever and it's going to bring glory to God and it's going to be about the kingdom and us advancing the kingdom. And I want someone that's who's going to love me like I need to be loved. I need a whole lot of love. Don't marry no one that you don't even love. A lot of people are married and don't even love each other. A lot of people are married and don't even like each other. A lot of people got married for the wrong reasons. A lot of people had shotgun weddings because somebody got pregnant. I don't want none of that. I want to be married because we're genuinely in love with one another and we realize that we're better together than we are apart. Isn't that the kind of love that you want? So wait. I know it's hard. I know you have nights where you cry yourself to sleep, where you're saying, Lord, when? Some of us single with children and need help raising children because their fathers are absent. I know you need help with provision. But just hold on. Just wait. Just wait on God. Like the scripture said, the Lord will renew our strength. That we will mount up with wings as eagles. Let's talk about that eagle. You know, an eagle soars high above the storms, above the cloud. An eagle can see danger afar off. An eagle don't cook with chickens, but an eagle only soars. If you settle just to say you got a husband, or if you settle just to say you got a wife, you might end up clucking with the chicken. And we're not chickens. We're eagles. We need to marry eagles. We need to be equally yoked with an eagle. A chicken is in the middle clucking at the little bit of feed that's there, and it's not even enough. No growth, no maturity, no prosperity, no vision in the marriage. Because you chose to marry a chicken because you couldn't wait. Let's not settle for a chicken. Let's wait on our eagle. There's power in waiting. While you're waiting, stay busy. Do you know that being single is a ministry all by itself? It is a ministry unto God because you're completely and committed and totally focused on God. You're able to do the things of God. You're able to fast when God tells you to fast. You're able to pray when God tells you to pray. You're able to go when God tells you to go. Oh, yeah, being single is a ministry. So maximize your singleness. Maximize your ministry. You can't just sit home crying saying I want a husband or I want a wife. No, get busy doing something. If we look in the Bible, and when Ruth ran into Boaz, Ruth was doing something. Ruth had a game plan. Ruth took action. Ruth went out there in that field and she began to work. She began to glean. She put herself in position to run into her Boaz. Get busy for God. Start witnessing. Start going out volunteering. Go to the homeless shelters. Go to the hospitals. Go to the nursing homes. Just get outside of the house. Boaz can't find you in the house. He ain't got X-ray vision like Superman. You got to put yourself in position where he can see you. So we got to get busy while we're waiting. It's like a twofold thing. We're waiting, yet we're making ourselves available. So while you're waiting, make yourself available. Be busy in the things of God. Let them see you busy. No man wants to see a woman who's just waiting around on somebody to come take care of them and pay their bills. No, they want a helpmate. They want someone that can help them carry out their vision. Quality. We have to carry ourselves, women, as quality. We have to carry ourselves as queens. We have to carry ourselves as women of God. We have to carry ourselves as ladies. We can't be showing them everything before they get to to the wedding night. We can't be dressing trashy, but we got to dress classy. No man wants to marry a whore. We got to carry ourselves like women of God. We got to know who we are. We got to look our best every time we step out the door. You don't know, your Boaz might see you in the grocery store. We got to stop going out looking any kind of way. We got to go out ready in expectancy. Never know when the moment going to come. And the same thing for you men. Stay groomed. Stay dressed. Stay creased. Don't be walking around with wrinkled clothes on. No woman want to see that. If you want to meet your wife, carry yourself like you're ready. Have a job. Have something to offer. Somebody want a wife, but you can't even afford a girlfriend. If you can't afford a girlfriend, you surely can't get no wife. We can't move in with you and your mama. You got to be ready. We say we want a lot of things, but we have to position ourselves to be ready for these things. If you a man, you say you want a wife, you need to have a job. You need to have somewhere to stay. You need to have transportation. You got to take care of this woman. You can't do that living with your mama. So we have to be in position, and we have to be prepared while we're waiting. Another scripture, Habakkuk 2 and 3, it say, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. And though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Ultimate vision, the ultimate goal is for marriage. And the book of Habakkuk is telling us, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. As I was saying earlier, the timing of God, the appointed time of God. Just hold on. It's going to happen. At the end, it's going to speak. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely. The word surely means that no doubt it will surely happen. It will surely come to pass. Psalms 41 through 3, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Ladies, gentlemen, God hears your cry. He hears your petition. He hears your request. Marriage is honorable in the sight of God. What more will bring glory to God than for you to meet your soulmate and y'all walk this walk of life out, advancing the kingdom of God? Marriage is honorable. So never let anyone tell you that you shouldn't always be talking about you want to get married or you want to get a husband, especially when they got somebody laying next to them. I kind of got a problem with that. Marriage is honorable. We should desire to be married. We should want to be married, because we don't want to commit fornication. We don't want to commit adultery. We don't want to be lustful. Be honest with God. Let God know your issues. Let God know your needs as well as your wants. He promised to give us our needs, but he also said that he's our shepherd. We shall not want. He also said that he would give us the desires of our heart. He also told us to call upon him, and he would answer us and show us great and mighty things. He also said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when he bless you, ladies, with your husband, you're going to be thanking God, saying, taste and see that the Lord is good. And, gentlemen, when he bless you with your wife, you're going to be like, taste and see that the Lord is good. I know some of you feel as though the Lord has forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you. The word tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God will add everything. Yes, I'm paraphrasing. So get so wrapped up and tangled up and tied up in Jesus, to where you won't spend your days crying and sad and lonely. because you're going to be so busy doing the things of God. And just when you take your mind off waiting, that's when it's going to happen. That's when God is going to blow your mind, because you're going to be so busy. He's going to see you're taking care of his business. I always tell people, take care of God's business, and God will take care of yours. Now, I'm going to click on three callers. If I click on you, don't be shy. I'm not going to bite. But I would love for you to comment briefly. We got about 8 more minutes. So I'm going to click on a few people. I don't know. It's a whole bunch of different numbers. I'm going to click on a few people and just comment. I would love to hear from you. So I'm clicking on this first number. Welcome to the Quinnell Radio Show. This is Dr. Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Hello. This is Sister Lisa from New York City.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine. I wasn't expecting that. I was just listening.
Okay. Okay. But you don't have to come in.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Okay. Welcome to the Quinnell Radio Show. This is Dr. Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line? Okay, we'll click another number. Welcome to the Quinnell Radio Show. This is Dr. Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line? Okay, y'all gonna do a sister like that today? Okay. Welcome to the Quinnell Radio Show. This is Dr. Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line? Okay, I'm going to try one more call and then we'll just wrap it up. Welcome to the Quinnell Radio Show. This is Dr. Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line? Welcome to the Quinnell Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? Okay, y'all don't want to talk to me today. We don't have any comments. No one wants to make a comment. Well, we'll just continue on. Again, I just want to review the scriptures that we talked about as far as Proverbs 18:22 about whoso findeth a wife. I was on Facebook last night and I saw something that really, really, really disturbed me. I saw a woman proposing to a man and she was down on her knees and there were no men around, just her girlfriends cheering her on. And that's usually the case when we're doing something foolish. Our girls right there cheering us on. And then time we do it, they're the first ones to talk about us. So she was down on her knees proposing to this man. And I don't know whether he accepted or not, but he just kissed her on her head like she was a puppy. I'm like, wow, really? No enthusiasm? Has that what it came to? Where we're so desperate, where we're seeking out men proposing to them? I'm not getting on my knees proposing to anyone. The Bible is still true. The Bible is still the same. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, he. The women have gotten in trouble because they're trying to take on the role of the man. No man likes an aggressive woman. How do I know that? Because I used to be an aggressive woman. I love to be in control. I love to tell people what to do. And that really doesn't work when you're in a relationship, especially when you're with a real man and you're trying to demasculate him. No, let the man be the man. Let him do the role. Go with the flow. Let him propose to you. Let him get on his knees. Let him pull the ring down. Every woman should want that. And when I saw that, I'm like, who is her leadership? Who is her mama? I mean, who is somebody? Somebody should have gave her some counsel. to know that that's not the proper way it should go. We can get in such big a hurry till we make a mockery out of things. But we just got to wait on God. We have to learn how to wait on God. There is power in waiting. There is power in waiting. Wait on God. We're single, but we're waiting. Do not despise being single. Do not despise your singleness. Being single is a ministry. So maximize your singleness. Maximize this time you have. And give God not 100%, give Him 200%. I lose myself in the things of God, because if I don't stay busy, that's when the devil will begin to talk to you. That's when his imps will begin to torment you. Oh, you alone. Oh, look at you. No, we're not going to even give the devil time to talk. We're going to be in such a secret place in God where the enemy can't even get to us to nag us with those thoughts, because we know God has not forgotten about us. I'm expecting my husband to come. I don't know if some of y'all signed up for nunhood or be a nun. That's not my calling. Staying in my own lane. Me being a nun is not my calling. I fully expect to be married. And I'm going to keep believing God. And I'm going to keep trusting God. And I'm going to stay busy. And I'm going to stay looking at wedding dresses, planning my wedding, looking at flowers. I'm going to start making my wedding book. I would encourage you to do that. Start a scrapbook. Start making a wedding scrapbook. Plan your day. That's putting faith in action, because faith without works is dead. We can say we got faith, we're going to get married, but what are we doing to work toward it? Have a girl's day where y'all go look at wedding dresses. Go look at shoes. Just begin to be proactive. And men, you can be proactive too. Start praying to God to show you who your wife is, because you do not want to marry wrong. Do you know the person that you marry has an impact on your future? Because when it deals with marriage, the choice is really yours. But your partner in marriage determines your place in destiny. Because your partner is like your magnet drawing you to God or drawing you away from God. And a lot of destinies have been terminated or canceled out because of wrong partners. Look at Samson, and I really don't have time to go into it, but I know we're going to have a part two to this show. But look at Samson. Look what happened to him as a result of being with the wrong partner. His destiny was short-circuited. He was mocked. He was put to shame because of his wrong choice. So we don't want to make wrong choices. I would much rather wait on God and marry right than to marry wrong. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show today. I love you to life. I'll see you again next Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And let's talk about Samson. Yes, let's talk about Samson, how his wrong choice cost him everything. Be blessed.